Simon & Schuster Audio presents Watch Him Die by Craig Robertson and read by Kathleen McCarran. Chapter 1. Los Feliz was hip. That's what they said. Happening. Caleb guessed he knew what that meant, probably. It was a white kind of hip. Not cool exactly, but nice. Definitely one of the better places to live in Los Angeles. Better than Culver City, that was for sure. It was laid back and busy, always new places opening, but still had the old joints that had been around forever, like the Dresden and the Vintage Film Theatre. Is that what they meant? Whoever they were. Los Feliz was immediately below Griffith Park and just east of Hollywood in central LA. It was a neighbourhood where people actually walked. Not like Beverly Hills Gateway or Truesdale, where Caleb would most likely get arrested for walking. Or like Westmont or Chesterfield Square, where he might get shot. It was okay. Safe. Nice. Hip. The big bonus was that it was the kind of neighbourhood where he could actually walk onto someone's lawn without the cops getting called or a dog getting set on him. That was important, because lawns were his business. It wasn't exactly a career, and he didn't plan on doing it forever, but for now it meant cash to put him through school. It meant enough green that he could help out his mom, and on a good week, still spring for burgers for two on a Saturday night at High Ho if Lacey could get the night off. He was saving the planet, too. One lawn at a time. Caleb's job was simple. And hot, and hard, and dull. He'd cycle around in search of front yards where the owners were respecting the drought and not watering their lawns. He thanked them for it by way of a patronising little sign that was supposed to encourage the neighbours to do the same. Every sign meant money. Los Feliz was one of the areas that could be relied on to give a damn, so it was good pickings most weeks. Liberal lawns. That was what was really making America great again. He'd spend 5 days working every street within the Los Feliz boundaries, Northwestern Avenue to Hyperion, Los Feliz Boulevard to Fountain. The next week, he'd cross the freeway and tour Atwater Village. The next 2 weeks, it would be the sprawl of Silver Lake, just him and his second-hand Schwinn and as many signs as he could get into his backpack. Los Feliz was his favourite of the three neighbourhoods. No hassle, traffic okay by LA standards, good people, and the bonus option of an occasional lunch break in the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?